I invite you to join with me and Christians everywhere as we come before the throne of our triune God, who has blessed us with so many years of grace. Almighty God, we acknowledge with thanks all that we have and enjoy as a gift from your gracious hand. We come before you today in heartfelt appreciation for our nation and its people. We thank you for enabling us to worship you in freedom and to serve you without fear. You have enriched us with the bounties of farm and factory, the beauty of forest and mountain, and the marvels of medicine and science. For all these blessings, we praise and glorify you. Lord, look with favor on our nation and preserve our cherished liberties. Enable our leaders to govern with wisdom, honesty, courage, and justice. Protect those who serve in our armed forces and those who maintain peace and safety in our communities. Give us willingness to obey our nation's laws and to work for the common good. Keep our financial institutions secure and our economy strong. Bless our fields that they may produce abundant harvest. Guard us from calamities of nature and accident, and spare our land from the ravages of disease and epidemic. Teach us not to worry, but to cast all our cares on you. Strengthen, Lord, the homes of our nation. By your Spirit, lead husbands and wives to love each other, parents to nurture their children, young adults to assume responsibility, and children to show respect. Lead the citizens of our land to honor the useful foundations of society. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, protect all those who are in the service of our country. Guard them from all harm and danger of body and soul. Sustain and comfort those at home, especially in their hours of loneliness, anxiety, and sorrow. Give success to our forces on land and sea and in the air. Grant to us and all nations a speedy, just, and lasting peace, to the glory of your name and the coming of your kingdom. Almighty God, ruler of all, we praise you for your grace that has freed us from sin, death, and hell. We express our sincere thanks to you for the additional blessing of freedom that we enjoy as citizens of this nation. Let us never abuse the freedoms you have given us by engaging in loveless speech or lawless behavior. Help us make the most of the freedoms we enjoy by strengthening us to serve God and country, family, and neighbor. Lord of the nations, you place into office those whom you would have govern us. Let your blessing rest on our president and governor. Grant them the wisdom to carry out the responsibilities of their office with integrity and honor. Surround them with those who give honest and good counsel, and guard them from every danger of body and soul. Teach us to honor them as your representatives. Use them as your instruments to foster an atmosphere where your church can work in peace. Holy Father, you love all that is right and true, and your judgments never fail. Bless our nation's courts and lawmakers, that through their decisions peace and order may prevail. Give them wisdom to see what is good and right, and preserve them from laziness, bribes, and fear. Help us to honor their decisions, that we may honor you, the giver of all authority. Lead us to know and trust that you will soon come to judge the world and make all things right. Ruler of creation, bless the officials of our town. Give them the gifts required for leadership. Fill them with a love for our community and its people. Teach us to honor them as your representatives, and make their service to our community a joy for them and a blessing for us. And once more, Lord, we give you heartfelt thanks for the 250 years our nation has enjoyed. You have gifted us with independence and provided for our nation victory over the nations that sought to overthrow or bring ruin to our land. Keep this nation under your care. Bless the leaders of our land, that we may be a people at peace among ourselves and a blessing to the other nations of the earth. Help us to elect trustworthy leaders. Help us to contribute to wise decisions for the general welfare. Help us to serve you faithfully in our generation and to honor your holy name. In Christ, your one and only Son, and in his name I pray, Lord, hear and answer in your mercy. Amen. To mark this occasion, I'd like to share a hymn by Francis Scott Key. You may recall he's the one who wrote the Star Spangled Banner. Here's a hymn that he wrote asking God to bless his nation. Before you, Lord, we bow, our God who reigns above and rules the world below in boundless power and love. Our thanks we bring in joy and praise. Our hearts we raise to you, our King. The nation you have blessed may well your love declare. From foes and fears at rest, protected by your care. For this bright day, for this fair land, gifts of your hand, our thanks we pray. May every mountain height, every vale and forest green, shine in your word's pure light and in its rich fruits be seen. May every tongue be turned to praise and join to raise a grateful song. Earth, hear your Maker's voice, your great Redeemer own. Believe, obey, rejoice, and worship Him alone. Cast down your pride, your sin deplore, and bow before the Crucified. And when in power He comes, O may our native land, from all its rending tombs send forth a glorious band, a countless throng, with joy to sing to heaven's high King, salvation's song. Those words by Francis Scott Key. Join with me and all Christians as we make that prayer today and every day, blessed to enjoy the freedoms that He gives. I'm Tom Barthel, pastor of Rock of Ages Evangelical Lutheran Church in Payson, Arizona. God's richest blessings are yours in Jesus.